plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at Astro.Africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. You will see the fly. Your story matters.
The headline. Global report reveals Zambia's poor ranking in tobacco industry interference. Government releases 696 million kwacha CDF to local authorities to boost CDF initiatives. And in global news, heavy rains and flooding kills at least 23 in Nairobi. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. A latest report by the Global Center for Good Governance in Tobacco Control has revealed that Zambia ranks 94th out of 100 countries in the Global Tobacco Industry Interference Index, indicating high levels of interference in tobacco control efforts. Presenting these findings at the launch of Zambia's Tobacco Industry Interference Index in Lusaka this morning, Head of Global Research and Advocacy at the Global Center for Good Governance in Tobacco Control, Dr. Mary Asunta, has attributed Zambia's poor ranking to its welcoming stance towards the tobacco industry and tolerance of interference in public health. Dr. Asunta says the report highlights that Zambia's tobacco control bill has been stalled for years and the country has failed to implement basic measures such as banning tobacco advertising and applying pictorial health warnings on tobacco packs. She says that the report also notes that the tobacco industry has exploited policy loopholes and discouraged government from implementing tobacco control measures. Dr. Asunta is concerned that Zambia has consistently performed poorly in the index over 4 years, with a score of 83 in 2025, and calls on governments to act cohesively to curb industry interference and ensure transparency in government-industry interactions.
So the global tobacco industry is something that's been there. And the Zambia is that what it does is basically look at how government responded to tobacco industry interference. And it's basically a report card on what the industry did to interfere and how the government responded to the interference. In fact, what the 2025 global report found is that the tobacco industry has become more aggressive, it exploited policy loopholes, it dissuaded and enticed and frustrated governments across the globe when they tried to protect public health in tobacco control measures. I want to draw all your attention to Zambia. Zambia scored 83 points. It is a bottom few countries. It's according to the international ranking.
At the same event, Tobacco Free Association of Zambia Youth Coordinator OBI said that the 2025 Zambia Tobacco Industry Interference Index reveals a troubling escalation in tobacco industry interference and has highlighted the need for Zambia to adhere to the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, which mandates governments to protect public health policies from the commercial interests of the tobacco industry.
Yes, Zambia continues to perform poorly on the global health, ranking 94 out of 100 countries in the 2025 Global Tobacco Industry Interference Index. This places the country among nations with the most cases of tobacco industry interference in health policy in the world. And this was clear even from the presentation from our country, from across the country and across the globe. Yet this ranking is informed by Zambia's notion interference score, which increased from 77% in 2023 to 83% in 2025, reflecting a sustained upward trend. Notably, Zambia recorded interference score of 78% in both 2020 and 2021, underscoring the persistence of the nature of this problem.
Government has released an additional over 596 million under the Constituency Development Fund CDF to local authorities across the country as part of its continued efforts to strengthen decentralization and accelerate development at community level. The funds form part of the 2026 CDF disbursement, which now totals over 696 million released so far this year, comprising 200 million kwacha released in late January and a further over 396 million kwacha following an earlier release of 100 million kwacha in early January 2026. Permanent Secretary for Administration Dr. Gabriel Collins said the 696,135,233 kwacha for the 18 gwe released so far represents approximately 11% of the total 2026 CDF allocation, demonstrating government's continued commitment to ensuring that local authorities have the resources required to implement development projects that respond directly to the needs of communities. Dr. Pollen explained that through the CDF, local authorities are implementing projects across key sectors aimed at improving service delivery and enhancing the quality of life for citizens. He has since directed local authorities to ensure that the funds are utilized prudently, transparently, and strictly in accordance with the CDF guidelines so that communities can fully benefit from the program.
As of 2026 March 6th, government has allocated 696 million kwacha to all the local authorities in the country. This money is broken down as follows. In early January, 100 million kwacha was allocated, and by late January, a further 200 million kwacha was allocated. But as of today, 396 million kwacha has been allocated to all the 156 constituencies through the 116 local authorities. Primarily, what this means is that 11% of the initial budget of 6.25 billion of the CDF has been allocated to the local authorities.
Government intervention in Chitambo district following the infestation of armyworms has yielded significant recovery results, with affected fields showing a remarkable recovery rate of over 90%. Speaking during a courtesy call on Chitambo district, Commissioner Thompson Nkunda, Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Neil Namanakampwe, said the district's efforts in containing the infestation are commendable, adding that the Ministry of Agriculture dispatched 300 kilograms of pesticides to Chitambo. Dr. Manakampwe says the consignment is sufficient to spray at least 300,000 hectares, exceeding the extent of damage, which was below 2,500 hectares. He advised Chitambo residents to remain vigilant and promptly report any presence of armyworms, stressing that the crop recovery rate is a huge milestone. Dr. Manakampwe further said the district is well prepared to handle future outbreaks with extra chemicals available for fumigation. He also disclosed that due to good rains and timely distribution of farming inputs under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, Central Province is poised for another bumper harvest.
We also are aware, Commissioner, that the issue of armyworm infestation is a big issue. But the bottom line really is, you are aware that 2,293 in terms of the hectareage, and the infestation rate standing at 28%. But what is salient for us to remember, that when government realized that four armyworms had attacked the province, drugs were dispatched to all the districts, including Chitambo. And so 600 liters for you here, that would cover for more than 3,000 hectares. And your number of hectares that were affected was way below 2,500. So the recovery rate is as good as what was sent here. You are seeing the crop recovering at 90%. That's a huge milestone for us.
The Nabombo Municipal Council has disposed of 300 boxes of decomposed fish that were discovered in a truck transport.